Roll. Nice job to Fernandez. She goes into the left hand and scores. Second bucket for Jessica Fernandez.
Today, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Kearney. High school basketball in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Aiden Sahoy. His entry pass inside, knocked away by Richter, but right back in the hands of Caleb Eklund. Eklund will give it off right side. Schaefer, he's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. 13 in the game for Joel Schaefer.
It's a Saturday full basketball with the 2013 champs crowned tonight. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from the Vero Event Center in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to the VRO Event Center. We've got three games in the books. We've handed out three pieces of hardware, two consolation trophies heading to Axtell, the girls' championship trophy heading to Eustis Farnham. We still have to decide who gets the boys' championship trophy between Overton and Elm Creek in a game that we are very much looking forward to. Both of these two teams really like to play an up-tempo style of ball. Overton comes in with a record of 13-5 on the season. Elm Creek has played a very, very tough schedule, and they're only 11-7 on the year, but really a team that's much better than that record would indicate. And how close do we anticipate this game to be? Well, just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, Elm Creek and Overton went to overtime before it was Overton picking up a 71-67 win by four in overtime. And again, we really expect this to be a very, very closely contested ball game. I meant to say I said a week and a half ago, it was about 1 week ago tonight that these two teams got together, and now they got the rematch here on a neutral court. So this one really is whoever plays the best game is going to come away with the win. Both teams like to do a lot of the same thing. Both like to play pretty good defense. Both like to force the turnovers, get buckets in transition. Both are strong. Both are athletic. Both like to get that rebound, quickly outlet it, and play a up-tempo style of game. And just really whoever plays that better, that fun style, who plays it just a little bit better, maybe a little bit more energy, maybe gets that roll, is going to come away with the conference championship. And so we really think that this could be a great matchup. It's been a while since Elm Creek came away with a conference title. Overton has been a little frustrated over the years. They've been in the finals a few times down the road here, but Coach Stair told us before the game, he said, we don't cut down nets very often, and we want to try to get that done here tonight. So both of these two teams are hoping to come away with conference titles, and both of them certainly capable of doing it, and this is going to be a high-octane, fun one as Overton and Elm Creek play for all the marbles here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament here at the Vero Event Center. We are very much looking forward to this one. You are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Buffaloes of Elm Creek and the Overton Eagles. We'll talk about the starters when we come back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, the top two seeds here in the Fort Kearney Conference have advanced to the finals, and here are the starters. The number two seed Elm Creek Buffaloes will be in their road blue uniforms, and their starters are Zach Crowley, a 6'1 senior, Zach Johnson, 5'11 and a junior, Nick Crowley, a 6'2 sophomore, Sean Smith, 6'6 and a senior, and Jake Bartling, a 6'3 junior for head coach Tanner Cavaney. For the Overton Eagles, their starters are Matt Aiton, a 6-foot tall senior, Joel Schaefer, 6-foot junior, Hayden Cahoy, 6-foot and a junior, Creighton Ryan, 6'3 sophomore, and Tanner Ryan, a 6'3 junior for head coach Jay Stair. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The Eagles will be the home team in their home white uniforms, and Elm Creek will be in their road blues. Two teams about, 8 miles apart on Highway 30? And this one is going to be a good one. Elm Creek and Overton for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. We'll have the tip when we return back here to the BYU Event Center right after this timeout.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We're just about ready to get things underway. Let's give you some other numbers here. Zach Crowley for Elm Creek is a leading scorer for them. He's averaging about 14.5 points per ball game. 9 points for Nick Crowley. 11.6 points for Jake Bartling. And for the Overton Eagles, again, we've got some of their numbers for you as well. And I have to find my category here, which I'll find here in a little bit now that it's too late. Overton and Elm Creek getting all set to tip things off, and the tip is going to be controlled by the Eagles as Hayden Cahoy comes up with the first possession of the ball game. So Aiton will work it up on the right side here for the Eagles. Tanner Ryan, pass on the inside, and it's turned over. Coming up with a loose ball is going to be Johnson. They'll give it off on the right wing here. Nick Crowley's going to drive, lays it up and in. Knifing in is Nick Crowley, and he's got the first 2 points on the ball game. So a nice little attack there, both offensively and defensively for Elm Creek. On the dribble here is going to be Ryan. Ryan gives it off on the left side for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy facing a little bit of pressure there from Zach Johnson. He'll give it off on the right side for Aiton. Aiton enters it inside for Creighton Ryan. Right hand had to come out with it, and so he'll dump it off top of the circle here for Schaefer. Schaefer gets it off on the left side, and good balance there by Matt Aiton. He'll kick left side for Ryan. Ryan will get it for Schaefer. That cut and the shot is blocked out of bounds by Nick Crowley. That catch in underneath, and then I don't know if he was trying to shoot it with a little bunny hook or in any event, it was knocked out of bounds by Crowley. And so it's tossed in here by Aiton, and Aiton's going to throw it near midcourt to Hayden Cahoy. And he'll get it for Schaefer. Schaefer dribbles behind the back, but he's used up his dribble. Now we'll give it for Cahoy. And back out here for Ryan. Ryan working against a little pressure by Crowley. Takes it all the way in, dumps it on the baseline. Open for the jumper on that right side is Schaefer. And Schaefer will hit an 8-foot baseline jumper. Elm Creek in transition. Gives it to Bartling. Bartling's going to drive in and score. You know, they don't have time of possession as a stat in basketball, but it's been about 2 seconds here for Elm Creek, and they've been able to score in both their possessions. Quickly, Overton up court. They get a shot up by Tanner Ryan on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. But he is fouled, and so he's going to go to the line. So a couple of free throws coming up here, and I misspoke. It's Tanner Ryan that's going to go up there. The foul was whistled on Bartling. So Tanner Ryan, a 55% free throw shooter, is going to go to the line, and his free throw is good. So he hits two free throws, and we are tied at four. And with it here is going to be Nick Crowley. Crowley gets it to top of the circle, and he'll give it up on the right side for Zach Johnson. Johnson on the left wing here for Bartling. Off of the screen, they find the open shooter, top of the key. The three by Johnson, no good. Offensive rebound, bucket and foul. Zach Crowley with the offensive rebound, And now he will try to finish off a three-point play as he went up high for that rebound and was hit on the arm as he put up the shot. So that was a heck of a play by Crowley, but he misses the free throw, so he can't finish off the three-point play. After the foul was whistled on Tanner Ryan, his first. So here comes Crowley in the offensive zone, takes it all the way in, has the ball knocked out of his hands by Bartling. Off the turnover, here's Crowley on the drive. He'll dump it in underneath and took a walk with it. They bounced it over for Zach Crowley from Nick, and Zach took an extra step. So we're going to swap turnovers, and no harm, no foul there, I guess, for either team. So Overton will work it back around the perimeter. Ayton will skip it out here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to drive, dish into the corner, and he can't connect with Hayden Kahoy. That'll be another Overton turnover. Coaches for both teams, kind enough to provide us with statistics, and I misplaced one of the two sheets that Overton's is on, so I was trying to find those scoring averages. I have total points, but I can't do that kind of math in my head. So I got to find where the other sheet is before I give you those numbers. In any event, Elm Creek is going to inbound it here. They're up by 2, 6-4, 5:26 to go. Left wing, they'll get the basketball over here for Johnson. Top of the circle, they get the three up, no good for Crowley. And snagging the bound for Overton is Tanner Ryan. And Ryan will just give it off for Ayton, and Ayton will direct traffic. He'll kick it off right side here for Tanner Ryan. It's picked up by Bartling. Left side for Kahoy. Kahoy's going to step back, fire a three. Back the iron, no good. And the rebound taken on the right side by Zach Johnson. He'll give it for Bartling. Bartling will bring in the offensive zone on the dribble. He'll kick it out right side for Zach Crowley. In the corner, they give it for Nick Crowley. Nick enters it in for Bartling. Bartling shot off glass, no good. Up high for the rebound is Tanner Ryan. And then we've got a whistle as the ball is knocked out of bounds by, I think it was Bartling. In any event, it's going to be Overton basketball. And Matt Ayton will direct traffic a little bit, and he'll be picked up there by Zach Crowley once he gets across the timeline. And we'll get it off here right side for Caleb Eklund, who checked in just a moment ago. Gives it for Tanner Ryan. Ryan will kick right side. Nice entry pass in for Caleb Eklund. Eklund back out for Ayton. Ayton in the lane, a little floater, good. Nice ball movement there. They got it on the baseline, and Caleb Eklund just snapped it right back out to Ayton, who was open from about 12 feet or so right there in the lane. Zach Johnson on the dribble, kicks for Bartling, right side. Overton right now going man-to-man. They're going to kick it out here for Zach Johnson. Johnson takes it down on the baseline. He'll try a reverse layup. It's a little bit strong. Nothing but white jerseys there, and Joel Schaefer comes down with it for Overton. He'll snap it up ahead. On the run here is Tanner Ryan. He'll step into a three and hit a three. Tanner Ryan, 5 points in the quarter, and Overton has a lead of three here. The drive, shot, no good by Crowley, rebounded by Ayton. Ayton out pass up ahead for Schaefer. Schaefer's going to lay it up and in. Quick little run here. 5-point lead for Overton, 11-6. And now Crowley in the offensive zone. He'll give it top of the circle here for Bartling. Bartling's going to drive and a charge. Stepping in and collecting the charge is Austin Stolpe. That was Caleb Eklund. Eklund doing a nice job of stepping in front of the driving Jake Bartling. I looked at the wrong numbers here, and Bartling is going to be called for his second personal foul. And that was a nice defensive play by Eklund. Eklund's made a couple of nice plays, and none of them appear in the scorebook. A dribble here by Tanner Ryan. Entry pass down low. Schaefer, good. They move the ball very effectively, and Joel Schaefer, a little fadeaway from about 6 feet away. Gabe Hubbard checking in a little bit ago. Kicks out for Crowley. Crowley spin move in the lane, and we got a foul. Zach Crowley said, I'm going to get me a good shot up. And he was able to get in there, spin move in there, had a nice little look at it. Shot didn't fall, but he's going to go in line, and he draws the contact. So he's going to go to the line and shoot two, and the first one's good. So Zach Crowley, a 58.2% free throw shooter, Now is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and it bounces around on the second one. It's no good. And rebounded by Caleb Eklund. And a double dribble. They're going to call a double dribble here on Matt Ayton. That'll be the fourth turnover on Overton. 13-7. Overton with a 6-point lead over Elm Creek. I got 2 turnovers for Elm Creek and 4 for Overton. Elm Creek has it in the offensive zone. Dribbling here is Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard, a little floater, shot no good. Up high for the rebound is Eklund. And Eklund, bounce pass up ahead. Here's Schaefer. He's going to lay it back for Tanner Ryan. Shot no good. Being rebounded, a tip. The shot will not fall. A couple of Eagles are down. Elm Creek comes up with a loose ball. Zach Johnson's got numbers. Will drive into the lane, will float, and it's good. So Zach Johnson with the bucket. And now the long outlet pass. Here's a 3 in the corner. Bucket good for Overton. That's Tanner Ryan. His 2nd 3 of the quarter. And we kind of mentioned this toward base we anticipated between these two teams. Johnson's going to kick it on the left side for Crowley. Back out for Zach Johnson. Johnson ball fake. Back out for Crowley. Crowley from the elbow. Kicks it right wing here for Hubbard. Back out here for Crowley. Right wing with it is Johnson. Johnson from the free throw line, dribbles up, shot no good, rebound Cahoy, and we've got a foul on Elm Creek. 1:44 to go, first quarter, and it's 16-9. Overton with a 7-point lead, and the pace of this game, exactly what we thought. That foul on Jake Bartling, though, is his 3rd personal foul. So he picks up 3 in a little bit over 6 minutes of basketball. So that's some serious foul trouble for Tanner Cavaney and the Buffaloes. With the dribble for Overton is Schaefer. He'll kick it out here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan will get the ball back on the baseline after he gave it away. Now they flip it back out to him again. He'll step into a 3. It is short, trying to get the rebound. He's on the ground, and he comes up with it. Is that a walk or a held ball? It's going to call a held ball. It was held momentarily, and I mean just momentarily, between Sean Smith and Creighton Ryan. Ryan had the stronger hands and came out with it, but it was already a held ball. So Elm Creek with possession now as they move the possession arrow. And Crowley will kick it out here left side for Johnson. Back out for Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard gives it. Now driving here is Crowley. And we've got some contact. The officials have let him play. I mean, they haven't called ticky-tack fouls here. All the fouls have been, you know, legitimate, bona fide, accurate calls here. Both teams have been whistled for 3, but there's been a lot of contact not called. And this is a foul that has been whistled against Cahoy. So a little give and go on the inbounds play. The layup by Crowley is no good. Good-looking play, and Cahoy comes away with a rebound here for Overton. He'll take it all the way down to the right side, throws it between the circles here for Schaefer. Schaefer with the dribble. And he'll give it off on the right wing here for Cahoy. Eklund will now kick right wing for Logan Kaiser, who checked in during the last stoppage. And he'll give it off on the right side here for Cahoy. Cahoy's going to drive on the baseline. Gets a little space, and we've got a whistle. A little bit of a skid stop there as they got the ball to Creighton Ryan. Ryan made the catch and skid to a stop, and that'll be 5 turnovers now on Overton. So now Zach Johnson will bring in the offensive zone. 23 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 7-point lead for Overton. Elm Creek with the basketball. Johnson will help lob it down low for Sean Smith. Smith shot's no good. Rebounded by Kaiser. 8 seconds left. On the dribble here is Creighton Ryan. Brighton's pass almost thrown away. Hayden Cahoy has it. Cahoy, 2 seconds left. He's going to stop back, hit a fadeaway shot that hangs on the rim and is in. It hung on the rim, rolled around, and Hayden Cahoy beats the buzzer, and it's a 9-point Overton lead. They lead it 18-9. We'll start the second quarter right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Overton has possession of the ball and a 9-point lead to start the second quarter. They bring it in. Tanner Ryan's got it, and he double dribbled with it. He forgot he used up his dribble. That's how much pressure Zach Johnson put on him. Tanner Ryan simply forgot that he dribbled to a spot, held the basketball, and then wanted to dribble away again. And he forgot about that because he was so engaged with what Zach Johnson was doing to him. So Johnson now will get the inbounds after another Overton turnover, unofficially six here in the game. Right wing with it is Crowley. Crowley's going to drive and score. Zach Crowley, a hard drive there, and goes in with that dominant hand on the right side for his fifth point of the ball game. Tanner Ryan in the lane, little floater, up good. He's got 10. Started near the baseline, just dribbled to an open area and shot over the top of the defense that was collapsing on him. And now Elm Creek has the ball on the hop. Zach Johnson will give it off on the right wing here for Nick Crowley. Crowley's picked up by man-to-man defense there by Eklund, and they've got contact on the drive, and the bucket's going to count. Nick Crowley, another hard drive, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. 20-13, the foul was whistled on Matt Ayton. That's going to be his second. So Ayton has two here for Overton. Elm Creek has some serious foul trouble with Jake Bartling. Bartling has three. And he's still on the bench. Free throw, back the iron, and no good for Crowley. And the rebound by Overton. Creighton Ryan snags the mound. And he'll get the ball over to Tanner Ryan. Ryan working against Sean Smith. Takes it to the free throw line. Now we'll work it back around the perimeter. Caleb Eklund has it. Extra pass on the inside, deflected, and now stolen away. Elm Creek with the steal. Dribbling behind his back is Zach Crowley. Crowley has his pocket pick. He swapped turnovers, and now on the run is Creighton Ryan. Ryan drives hard to the basket, and he's fouled. And he will shoot two. Gives me a chance to catch my breath. This has been a game that's been played at a very torrid pace, and it's been fun to watch. 56% free throw shooter Creighton Ryan. He misses the first of two. The foul is whistled on Nick Crowley. That's going to be his first. Second free throw is up and good for Ryan. His first point of the day. 21-18. Little hesitation move here, and that's going to be a travel on Nick Crowley. So Elm Creek turns it over. They kicked it to him top of the key, and he turned the ball over. Ah, I found my numbers. It's always the last place you look. With the dribble, Creighton Ryan. Ryan gives it off, and now they get it off on the right side for Kaiser, and Kaiser with the jumper. It's up and good. So he's got his first 2 points. With it is Nick Crowley. Crowley kicks it off to the right side. Some penetration here. Shot's no good, and a foul. Oh, my goodness. Crowley drove in hard, and now he's going to go line and shoot two. And again, they've just played so quick that hard to make a block and not have a foul in there somehow. Caleb Eklund got him with the body. And that's his first. And the free throw is good here for Crowley. So Crowley with five in the game, 23-14. Elm Creek down by nine, still down by nine as they missed the shot. And rebounded out there by the Eagles. Creighton Ryan on the drill. And no kick on the left side here for Tanner Ryan. On the baseline, that's Schaefer. Schaefer works it back around here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan, long jumper, no good. Rebounded by Nick Mostyn for Elm Creek. They'll get it out here for Crowley. Crowley on the dribble. High off the back iron. Shot's no good. And the rebound's taken out by Tanner Ryan. And Ryan is hit from behind. He goes down hard after he pulls down the rebound, and he was fouled. He'll dust himself off, run to the other end of the court, and a foul will be issued to Sean Smith. That'll be his first. Five fouls against both Elm Creek and Overton. Right wing with the basketball is Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy for Tanner Ryan. And he'll throw it in the corner here for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer facing a little pressure there by Sean Smith. We'll throw it between the circles for Tanner Ryan. Right now, Elm Creek going man-to-man here. They lob it inside, and that's an errant throw. It's intercepted by Zach Ryan. That'll be a turnover. Ryan still has the dribble. He'll take it in off glass. It's blocked out of bounds. Backside help by Caleb Eklund, and Eklund was able to swat it out of bounds. That was great help defense there, and the block by Eklund. But Elm Creek still has possession here. Zach Johnson's going to throw it in the corner. And with it is Zach Crowley. Crowley's working it back around here for Mostyn. And again, around the perimeter we go. They'll give it back out to Mostyn. Mostyn near the top of the key gives it for Crowley. Back to Mostyn, and Mostyn has his shot blocked. Now blocked that time by Schaefer, and Overton comes up with a loose ball. Snagging the rebound was Cahoy. And now driving is going to be Schaefer on the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall, but Caleb Eklund, after that offensive rebound, will head to the line and shoot two. The foul is going to be on Smith. That'll be his second. And the girls' championship of the Luplat Conference Tournament. Well, right now, Kearney Catholic leads 25-3 against Ravenna. Free throw is up and good. That's at the end of one quarter. 25-3. Eklund hits the free throw. Pushes Overton's lead out to 10. Second free throw up and good for Eklund as well. An 11-point Overton lead. 25-14. Zach Johnson gives it between the circles for Nick Mostyn. Mostyn finds a cutter. That's Nick Crowley. But he misses the layup. My goodness. And Crowley comes up with a rebound. Has a shot blocked, but there's a foul. Caleb Eklund, I think, is going to be whistled for the foul there. He got the block. Yeah, but he's going to be called for his second personal foul. So you can't give him credit for a block if you commit the foul. And now Crowley, who's one out of three from the free throw line, will have the opportunity to shoot a couple more. And this one's up and good. Crowley, 58.2 on the season. We mentioned that before. He'll have one more here. And he'll have the opportunity to cut this down to single digits. And the free throw is no good. Rebound, offensive, bucket, good by Zach Crowley. Rebound was tipped around, went back off the glass, and then Crowley, at that point, was all by himself, made the catch. Now Cahoy's going to drive, kick it out. Here's Ryan, and Tanner Ryan hits the three. His third three-pointer of the half. And the lead is back to 11. Zach Johnson will kick it off on the left side here for Nick Crowley. Off of a screen, they get it for Zach Crowley. Zach working against some pretty good pressure there by Cahoy. And they'll kick it off on the right side here for Johnson. Johnson enters it in, and now a foul. Nice catch on the inside there for Sean Smith, and now Smith will step to the line for a couple of shots. And again, Elm Creek, they're going to stay right with it. I mean, you just keep swinging. This is a pretty good boxing match here, and both these two boxers are going to keep swinging and trying to get you pinned up against the ropes for a little while and make a nice little run at you. The free throw by Smith is up and good. The foul, by the way, was on Schaefer. That's his first. So Smith at the line for another free throw. That one looks short, but the shooter's touch can't get it to fall. And Tanner Ryan up high for the rebound, his fourth of the half. Schaefer trying to direct traffic a little bit. He's picked up defensively by Zach Johnson, and they'll kick it off on the left side here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan with the dribble. We'll give it off left side for Creighton Ryan. Creighton Ryan between the circles for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy trying to back in a little bit. And he'll throw it left side. Coming through here is Creighton Ryan through the lane. What a nice drive to the dominant side there by Creighton Ryan. And Ryan hits it high off the glass. 30-18. Elm Creek down by a dozen, but they've got the basketball. Johnson will kick left wing here for Sean Smith. Right wing, that's Zach Crowley. Crowley has used up his dribble now, and he'll just flip the ball back out here for Mostick. Lob pass down low for Crowley. Crowley makes the catch. His shot's no good, but there's a foul in there. Whistled against Logan Kaiser. So again, Crowley to the line. And Nick on the season is a 60% free throw shooter, and this one's good. .30-19, 3:05 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw up and good. Cahoy will bring in the offensive zone. Snaps up ahead here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan's picked up defensively by Smith as they get it up on the right side here for Schaefer. Back around the perimeter as Tanner Ryan will direct traffic as he works against Smith. And now Ryan's jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, and Logan Kaiser came up with the rebound. The ball's out of bounds, but I think it was deflected there by Elm Creek. Yes, it was. So Crowley's going to inbound it underneath his own basket. And he'll toss it in here for Sean Smith. Smith just going to give it right back out here. I misspoke. That's Logan Kaiser with the basketball. My apologies. Ryan's got it. Ryan gives it up on the right side. Here's Schaefer for three, and he hits the three. He's got 9 in the game. That's his first shot from behind the arc that's gone in. Crowley in transition. Shot no good. Rebound by Overton. Snagging the bound is Tanner Ryan. Ryan will give it off on that left side for Creighton. Creighton Ryan gives it over there for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer on that baseline. He'll give the ball back out here for Tanner Ryan. Entering it in, that's Logan Kaiser. Shot's no good. Taken away there by Zach Crowley, who got the block and then the rebound. And they'll get it out here for Zach Johnson. And before the shot, we've got a foul on Overton. But wow, what a drive by Zach Johnson. Foul came before the shot. And with a minute 58 to go here in the second quarter, 33-20, Overton with a 13-point lead and a 1-1 coming up here for Zach Johnson. And his free throw is up, rolls around on the rim. It's no good, and it's on the ground. And I think there's a scrum there, and it's a hell ball, I believe. Yep, see the thumbs up sign? It is a hell ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. So Elm Creek on their own baseline is going to inbound it. They're going to move him to the right side there. And checking in the battle for Elm Creek again is going to be Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard in. Bailey Schonifer will come out. He wasn't out there for very long. They inbounded it for Sean Smith. Smith looking for a cutter. That's Hubbard. Hubbard's going to drive, and he's fouled. And then he's going to be helped up by Zach Johnson. Hubbard on that inbounds, got it and drove hard to the rack, and now he's going to shoot two. Hubbard, an 87.5% free throw shooter. 7 of 8 from the free throw line on the season heading in, and that average is going to drop a little bit because he missed that one. The foul was whistled on Justin Hodson, who was in just a little bit ago for Overton. Second free throw rolls around and is good for Hubbard. For Elm Creek, Schonifer is going to check right back in. And Hubbard comes right back out. Kind of a situational substitution there for Tanner Cavaney. Again, he's trying to find some minutes that normally Jake Bartling would be using, but Bartling, with those three personal fouls, hasn't played at all here in the second quarter. Top of the circle here for Overton is going to be Cahoy. Cahoy gets it in. Wow, what a little flip by Tanner Ryan. Ryan with a little sky hook. He got the ball and sky hooked it, drew the body contact, and the bucket went in. And you heard the whistle, so he's going to try to finish a three-point play. So Ryan's free throw, back of the iron and no good. Rebounded by Smith. The foul, by the way, was on Crowley. Johnson's got it. He's going to kick it off on the left side for Nick Crowley. Nick is going to give it on the right side for Smith. Right corner for Zach Johnson. Back out here for Nick Mostick. Mostick's going to set a screen after he makes the pass. Crowley now has it right side. Now Mostick. And again, swarming defense here for Overton, but good ball movement by Elm Creek, and we've got a foul driving in. Zach Johnson, and then the foul. Zach Johnson just found a little seam there as they kind of cleared things out, drove in on that left side, and now he's going to go line and shoot two. Zach Johnson's free throw rolls around, and is good. Zach Johnson, 51.1% free throw shooter. The foul on Ryan, Tanner Ryan, is his second. Johnson's second free throw is good. 35-23. And Joel Schaefer has it in the offensive zone. Picked up by Zach Johnson. Bad pass, trying to track it down is Overton, and they are able to. That's good hustle by Tyrone Hubbard. And now the pass on the left side is deflected. Check it, that was J.D. Callahan with that great hustle. My apologies. And now it's Schaefer that's going to inbound on that far side. On the bounce here is Schaefer. Schaefer. Turnaround jumper here by Cahoy. Won't fall. Rebounded by Smith. And Smith will work it up ahead here for Zach Johnson. Johnson kicks right back out. Mostick, long pass, tipped, driving, and we've got a charge. The drive by Crowley. And we got a charge called as Crowley knifed in there. And I'll tell you what, that was a great defensive play on that backside. As collecting the charge, there was Logan Kaiser. That was a great play by Kaiser. So on the dribble here is Schaefer. That's a good call. Schaefer will give it up on the left side for Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to drive. He's going to flip. It hangs on the rim. No good. Rebounded by Mostick. And Mostick's going to hand out here for Johnson. Johnson quickly up ahead for Crowley. Crowley lost it. Got it back. And he's going to lay it up and in. At the buzzer. Actually, Crowley lost it. It was picked up by Sean Smith in that crowd. And Smith lays it up and in off the glass at the buzzer. 35-25 here at intermission. And again, a little ball fake there by Smith as he came up with it and he hit it at the buzzer. The replay here shows that it obviously went in before the clock hit triple zeros. So it is 35-25. Overton with a 10-point lead at intermission. We're going to talk about this partnership between the VO Event Center and the Fort Kearney Conference. We'll do that with Todd Gatula of the VO Event Center. We'll talk with him as we return with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Welcome back here to the Vero Event Center, the fourth and final game of the day, the boys' championship game. And right now, top-seeded Overton leading second-seeded Elm Creek 35-25 here at intermission. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And we've been talking all week about this partnership between the Vero Event Center and the Fort Kearney Conference, and thought here in our final game we might sit down and talk about it with the vice president of the Vero Event Center, Todd Gatula. And Todd, my friend, good to see you.
Thanks. First and foremost, I appreciate the coverage, and it's been a great tournament.
It really has been, and isn't just the play. This has been a venue that I think has really been embraced by the conference itself. I kind of want to look at this from your guys' perspective. Yeah, why bring in an event like this? You know, it's a hockey arena, the Storm logo's all over the place and everything. Why bring in basketball?
Yeah, I think it's you hit it. Everybody knows this place for hockey, and we're making a name for ourselves in the concert side of the business. And I think people tend to maybe forget a little bit how great a venue this is for high school, college sports, basketball and volleyball, and that we can do some other things. And from a purely selfish reasons on the event center side, is we just want to expose more people to our venue, show them all the things we have to offer, and hopefully hosting an event like the FKC tournament allows us to maybe bring in some other sporting events, both on the high school and local level, but maybe even regionally. We'd love to be considered for some sub-district and district tournaments at the NSA level, whether it be volleyball or basketball. We'd love to visit with area colleges and universities and have maybe a regular season game or a weekend game where you can partner with a Nebraska Kearney or a Hastings College, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, any of the high schools in the area, and really showcase the facility even more. So to do that and get our foot in the door with maybe some of those other groups, we thought the FKC was a great start. We met up a couple of years ago, and this is the third season, and it's that partnership with the FKC has continued to grow, and I think some people on the outside have taken notice what we're doing with this tournament and saying, hey, maybe we should do something there too.
Have there been some talks about maybe some other conferences doing it? I think the one that immediately comes to mind would be the Lou Platt Conference, which is kind of in this area as well. Have there been some conversations of making that happen?
Yeah, I think behind closed doors, it's fair to say that we've reached out a little bit here each of the last couple of years to see to gauge the interest level, and we realize it's very important to some of those host schools to have their conference tournaments, but the Lou Platt's one you mentioned, and we've talked to everything from, hey, how about a championship Saturday where the Lou Platt and FKC play both their girls and boys championships out here, and we'd find another way to play the third place consolation games, but wouldn't that be great to have some of those LPC teams with the FKC and really have a great basketball event. You know, Grand Island has some events, as a lot of people know, and very high turnouts with some of their Hoops Classics, and why can't we do it here in Kearney? And there's no two better conferences, let's be honest, when you start talking high school sports in Central Nebraska and the Tri-Cities, the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney are right up there, and no slight of the other good conferences, but they're right there year in and year out with some of the best teams and programs in the entire state, yet alone this part of the state.
And how about something like maybe a holiday tournament? You know, every school seems to be looking for a holiday tournament. I think this would be a great venue, and you would have Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, you know, even Axtell. There's some fairly close schools around here that you could kind of build a holiday tournament where the centerpiece games would be here. You're nodding your head. Is that something that you guys might be working out?
Yeah, we're open to any and all ideas, and the hockey team plays a little role in there, but we're willing to adjust that schedule for our hockey team. You know, those are heavy hockey months in this building. When you're talking holiday tournaments in December, November, you know, after the holidays in January. But we're open and to listen and hear about everything, and we want to be aggressive this year in approaching some different people and seeing who's interested. And the ones that are, we'll continue those conversations, and the ones that aren't, we'll move on to maybe the next group.
What are some difficulties that you would have in terms of doing that? I mean, being an outsider, I just kind of look at it. Your hockey schedule is set so far in advance. You almost have to have the basketball event first so you can fill in the hockey schedule. Otherwise, it's going to be awfully difficult to know that you can do basketball.
Yeah, you hit it there exactly. And the caveat to that, and the nice part is, our hockey schedule is not set sometimes until as late as August. So it'd be something you'll hear in the next 4, 5, 6 months we'd want to get locked in. You can't just decide a month out that you want to do it, obviously, with scheduling. But it can definitely be done. The challenges are very little, to be honest, in the building. We enjoy it. The schools, such as this term at the FKC, do a great job in all the front of house and the staffing and ticketing. They handle all that. Our job is kind of to be here, host it, and do the labor to set the court up and tear it down and cover the ice. And it's a fun time for us. Our whole staff's here tonight. Even people aren't scheduled to here enjoying it because it's such a fun environment. It's electric when you get the schools in here, and it's just a different feel than hockey and everything else. It's really fun for us, and we really love what's happening.
And again, I know from the Fort Kearney Conference perspective, they've been pretty happy about it. And I think this is the first time that you've done that where you've actually used the video system here to show the game on the big screen, and in the process also creating DVDs that parents and kids will be able to purchase.
Yeah, we're trying to showcase, like I said, our building, and one of the things we do at hockey is the instant replay and the two big jumbotrons with the different cameras. We thought, why not do it for basketball? It's neat for the kids. We can tape it, share the videos with the coaches. It'll be a neat keepsake. But more than anything, it's showing them some of the things. I need to be honest. We hope some of these people come to Storm Hockey and buy tickets the rest of the year that they had such a good time here and see what the facility has to offer with amenities like the big screens and even some unique things at the concession stands, just little things that they want to come back and give something else a try.
Well, you've been kind enough to join us here at halftime. I appreciate that. I'll let you do a little blatant plugs for some of the concerts coming up here in the very near future for you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Here in about a week or so on February 12th, we have a show called Rain the Beatles. It's a Broadway show. That's a tribute to the Beatles. Really cool show. And just a couple of concerts. March 1st, we got a rock show, Three Doors Down in Daughtry, which is a national tour. We're really excited about that one. And the very next night, March 2nd, Rodney Carrington, a comedian. And then we're bringing in a country concert we just announced yesterday. Justin Moore is his name, an up-and-comer. And Harlem Globetrotters, April 2nd. So we've got four or five shows here in the next 6 weeks. It's going to be busy out here. Throwing some Storm Hockey games, and it's going to be a fun couple months.
Hey, Todd, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Randy.
Todd Gatula, Vice President of the Vero Event Center at halftime, 35-25. Overton with the lead over Elm Creek. We'll continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, here's your halftime numbers. Overton leading at 35-25. Tanner Ryan leading the way with 15 points, 9 points for Joel Schaefer, 2 for Matt Ayton, 4 for Hayden Cahoy. Creighton Ryan with 3, 2 points for Logan Kaiser, and 2 points for Caleb Eklund. For Elm Creek, leading the way so far is Nick Crowley. He's got 8, 7 for Zach Crowley, 1 for Gabe Hubbard, 4 for Zach Johnson, 3 for Sean Smith, and 2 for Jake Bartling. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. Overton, first possession of the second half, leading at 35-25. They get it on the baseline here for Joel Schaefer, and Elm Creek really trying to amp up that defense as they put some pressure on. They kick it left side here. Tanner Ryan's going to fire a three. It's an air ball, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last but touched by whom? It's going to be last touched by Overton. Halftime of the girls' Luplat Conference Championship, 43-6. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Ravenna. Hand him the trophy, head home. I mean, that is wow. Left side with the basketball for Elm Creek is going to be Crowley. Crowley dribbling up to the elbow, and now he's going to kick it back out here for Jake Bartling. Bartling spent much of the first half on the bench with foul trouble. He's got 3 in the game, and now they give it off for Nick Crowley. They skip it up on the right wing here for Sean Smith. Smith gets it in, a little turnaround jumper in the lane by Zach Crowley. No good. Offensive rebound by Bartling. Bartling's shot won't fall, and it's tipped out of there into the hands of Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy pulls down his fourth rebound of the game, and here comes Matt Ayton into the offensive zone. He'll kick left wing for Creighton Ryan. And again, right now, Elm Creek going man-to-man, and then a pass on the inside is stolen away, but running out of real estate is going to be Sean Smith. He was just an eyelash away from making that steal, but he ran out of room. So Overton with the basketball. Creighton Ryan is going to give it back out for Matt Ayton, and Ayton dribbled it off his toe and out of bounds. That'll be an Overton turnover. The one chink in the armor for Overton here in the first half. And again, both these two teams playing very much up-tempo. Overton with 9 turnovers. Elm Creek with only 4, even though they're both playing up-tempo. Bartling is going to fire a 3. It's no good, and a foul on the rebound. over the back is going to be Zach Crowley. That'll be the first foul of the second half against either team. First personal foul on Zach Crowley. So Ayton will bring in the offensive zone, and he'll give it off here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan, long pass out for Schaefer. He'll give it top of the circle here for Cahoy. He'll fire a three, back the iron, and no good. And up high for the rebound is Zach Johnson. Johnson's going to bring in the offensive zone, flip it out for Bartling. Bartling steps through the lane, extra step. Yep. That'll be a turnover. He took a little extra step as he was squaring himself up for that jumper. And now Overton in the offensive zone. Here is Ayton. He'll give it between the circles here for Schaefer. Schaefer gives off on the left side here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan kicks in the corner for Matt Ayton. He'll fake the three and give it for Creighton Ryan. Off of a screen, they'll give it right back out in that corner, and Schaefer will fire that three. It's no good. Ayton's able to track down the rebound. Still has his dribble alive. Now he's backing out near midcourt. He's being picked up there man-to-man by Crowley. And now he'll dribble, kick out here for Schaefer. Schaefer on the far sideline tries to enter it in. Does to Tanner Ryan. Ryan drives. Shot no good. Bartling was there defensively and then pulled down the rebound. And they'll get it out here for Johnson. Bartling was a missed presence in that first half with that foul trouble. Driving is Crowley, and Crowley lays it up and in. What a nice drive for Zach Crowley. He's got 9 in the game. A little pressure put on, but Ayton gets the inbounds, and he'll kick it up ahead here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan well behind that three-point line. Back out for Ayton. Ayton finds a backdoor cutter, and it's going to be off the hands of Sean Smith. That's what it looked like from my vantage point, and I can't see the official that made the call, and it is going to be Overton basketball. Love the vantage point here on the court, but sometimes when you have to look your way through two basketball teams, it's hard to find the official. Cahoy gets the inbounds. He'll step to the free throw line, jumps up high for the shot. It's no good, and Bartling pulls down the rebound, and the ball knocked loose by Overton, but Cahoy couldn't make the steal, and Zach Crowley doing a good job just getting away from the ball after Cahoy knocked it loose. And so Elm Creek will maintain possession. They inbound it for Creighton Ryan, and he'll slowly walk across the time zone. It's 35-27. They bring it up for Schaefer. Schaefer's going to drive off glass. Good. Nice little, misspoke Zach Crowley with the drive. And ball knocked loose. It still belongs to Overton here. And I think the basketball is around here somewhere. We got a timeout. Overton forced to call a timeout here. 4:41 to go in the ball game in the third quarter. And right now, Elm Creek putting together a pretty good run here. They are down only by 6, 35-29. Timeout. We'll take it with them back after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Well, Overton has their lead cut down to 6, but they've got possession of the basketball, and they're going to give it in here for Matt Ayton. Ayton's going to be picked up defensively by Bartling. And now Bartling will drop back, and still dribbling is Ayton. Ayton kicks it off on the left side for Cahoy. He's picked up there defensively by Johnson. And now directing traffic is Tanner Ryan, who's got the ball. He'll give it off on the right side here for Joel Schaefer. They're looking. They're being patient on this set. Ayton Cahoy has the dribble. And gets a little bit of a screen, but nothing happening there, so he'll give it to Ayton. Ayton getting pressured by Smith, and we've got a little bit of a push there. And that'll be on Smith. Sean Smith whistle for his third personal foul. And so Ayton will get the inbounds here for Overton. They'll snap it back on the left side for Schaefer. Schaefer between the circles for Cahoy. Cahoy, backdoor cut. Little pivot there by Schaefer. Schaefer had it blocked, but into the hands of Ayton. So Ayton comes up with a loose ball. Creighton Ryan trying to muscle up. He can't come up with it. Zach Crowley pulls down the rebound. And now on the run here is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson drives. Johnson flips off glass. It's good. Zach Johnson hits the shot. And Overton has yet to score here. And they're going to stop the clock because the ball after that layup rolled away. It rolled away, so they have to stop it, and they allow for a substitution here. Four-point ball game. Elm Creek's started the second half here on a 6-0 run. And now that pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Mostick. And they're going to say it was last touch by Overton. Mostick tipped it. There was an eagle down there. And they're going to say it was a touch by Zach Johnson. So Elm Creek will have the basketball here. They started the second half on a 6-0 run. A 10-point deficit has been whittled down to four. And with it is Crowley. Crowley's going to kick it left side. That's Mostick for three. Back the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Bucket falls for Zach Crowley. Crowley with 13 in the game. We've got a two-point ball game now. And now here comes Ayton into the offensive zone. Overton led by as many as 14 points. Cahoy kicks into the corner for Schaefer. They led by 10 at halftime. Here a three by Tanner Ryan. Off the mark. Offensive rebound. Schaefer. And Schaefer, first points of the second half here for Overton. Driving here is going to be Bartling. Bartling kicks into the corner. Now penetration by Zach Johnson. His jumper is no good. Tipped rebound for Crowley. Crowley comes up with a loose ball. And nearly an acrobatic reverse layup. But he's fouled and he's going to go to the line for two shots. He got that offensive rebound. And now he'll head to the line for two. He's got 13 points in the game. The foul was whistled on Matt Ayton. That is going to be his third. And the free throw, no good for Zach Crowley. 37-33. And now Zach Crowley with another bend of the knees, fire the free throw, and it's up and good. 14 in the game for Crowley. 2:35 to go, 37-34. Overton with the lead and the basketball. Ryan in the lane. Kicks it back around now. We'll give it to Cahoy. Left side, here's Creighton Ryan. He'll kick right side for Tanner. Tanner, nice pass inside. Bucket's good for Joel Schaefer. Now give Ryan the assist on that. Schaefer lays it up and in. He's got all four of their points here in the third quarter. Bartling will kick it back out here for Mostick. Mostick's pass stolen away. The steal by Cahoy, and Cahoy's going to lay it up and in. Well, that'll get the Overton offense going, that defensive play, and then the steal. And now they're trying to trap again. Crowley's in trouble, has it stolen. It's pitched up ahead. Ryan lays it up and in. Cahoy knocked it loose. Creighton Ryan picked it up. Two straight steals, two straight buckets, and the lead right back out to nine. And Overton feeling their oats a little bit. Timeout Elm Creek. Minute 46 to go, third quarter. A nine-point lead for the Eagles. They have also got the momentum. Timeout Elm Creek. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center at halftime of our girls' championship game. We talked with Tanner Cavaney, the head coach of Elm Creek, and he mentioned that he anticipated this being a game of runs. Well, this third quarter is a great example of that. Elm Creek went on a 6-0 run to make it into a four-point game. They also scored the last couple of points in the before halftime. So but they start the third quarter on a 6-0 run to cut the lead down to four. And now a nice little run here by Overton. And they've been able to push that lead right back out to nine. So Elm Creek worked really, really hard to make this a close ball game. And now it's been opened out again. So Elm Creek has possession of it here. On the dribble is going to be Crowley. Crowley ball fake from the free throw line. We'll give it up on the right side for Nick Mostick. And we've got a push whistled on Overton. Well, Creighton Ryan was there. Caleb Eklund was there. I'm not sure they gave it to. They're going to give it to Eklund. That's going to be his third. Matt Ayton has three. Tanner Ryan has three for Overton. For Elm Creek, Sean Smith has three. Jake Bartling has three. Now to toss it in is going to be Johnson. Johnson's going to get it handed back to him. He's going to fire three in the corner. It's an air ball. Offensive rebound and a reverse layup by Nick Crowley. We're going to give him a rebound and not have an assist on that play, but essentially that's what happened. Lead is seven as Overton has the basketball, and they'll give it up on the right side for Creighton Ryan. Between the circles here for Joel Schaefer, and Schaefer will kick right side for Creighton Ryan. Ryan finds a cutter. The drive. Shot. Good. For Joel Schaefer. Boy, that was a nice pass, and that ball wasn't in Joel Schaefer's hands for very long. Johnson in the lane, kicks it out, top of the circle for Zach Crowley. Crowley from the free throw line is going to kick it back out here for Gabe Hubbard, who checked in a moment ago. They'll give it off left side for Johnson, who throws it in the corner over there for Sean Smith. And now the skip pass on the right wing for Zach Johnson. Johnson working against a little pressure by Schaefer. They'll give it out to the top of the key. Now right back out for Zach Johnson. His pass is tipped, but picked up by Sean Smith. Gives it off on the right wing here for Crowley. Crowley working against a little pressure by Cahoy. We'll give it off on the right side. Now top of the circle, a little penetration here by Crowley. Crowley's going to kick it back out for Hubbard. Left wing for Johnson. And Johnson now is going to penetrate. Ball was knocked loose by Schaefer. That shut him down, but they find Hubbard. Hubbard's going to fire a three. No good. The tip, not good, but boy, it hung on the rim. And Zach Crowley's going to go to the line. He had great rebounding position. Tried to tip it up and in. It hung on the rim, would not fall, but he was hit from behind. And so he's going to go line and shoot two. The foul is going to be on Hayden Cahoy. That's going to be his second. They're going to say it was on the rebound, not the shot. So no shots coming up here. But they will lay it up and in on the drive off the inbounds play. They got it to Zach Crowley, and he scored the bucket. And now 2 seconds left. Long jumper. Good from the corner. Oh, my. Sean Smith about 30 feet away. A fadeaway three. I thought he was going to pass it. Instead, he hits the three, and we're right back where we started the quarter. A 10-point lead for Overton as we head to the fourth quarter. 48-38. Overton leading Elm Creek. We'll head to the fourth right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Overton with possession of the basketball here. Zach Johnson will bring in the offensive zone. Zach Crowley now, top of the key. Going to kick left side for Zach Johnson. 48-38. Elm Creek down by 10. They've got it in the hands of Crowley. Crowley lost it momentarily. Pretty good pressure being put on there by Hayden Cahoy. And, boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of movement out there, a lot of bumping. And it's been a well-played ball game. Entry pass intended for Bartling is stolen away. Nice play there by Tanner Ryan, and Ryan's going to slow it down. After making that steal, he's going to slow it down, kicking in the corner, and Joel Schaefer hits the three. So Schaefer hits the three. And back-to-back three-pointers, and now the lead is 13 for Overton. One at the end of the quarter, now the one that starts the second. And on the dribble, the ball is out of bounds. Nick Crowley lost it, but it was knocked out of his hands there by Overton. So Zach Johnson's going to inbound it underneath his own basketball, kind of extended there in the corner on the baseline. And Johnson just has to lob it up for Crowley. And they'll give it up on the left side. They get it in for Bartling. Bartling backing in. Bartling well covered. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Joel Schaefer. Boy, that was smothering defense. Long pass up ahead for Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to lob it. The tip, no good. Intended for Tanner Ryan. It won't fall. And the ball goes out of bounds. It was knocked that way by Creighton Ryan. Jeff Bartling was there defensively and there for the rebound as well. Checking in here is going to be Gabe Hubbard for Elm Creek. 51-38. Overton up by 13, but Elm Creek's got the basketball. Zach Johnson passes it up ahead, then gets it back, and then drives hard to the basket, and he'll get the bucket and the foul. What a pretty play there. Zach Johnson will try to finish a three-point play. Kearney Catholic leading Ravenna in the Girls Luplat Conference Championship game 60-16 at the end of three. Here we got 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter, and the free throw is up and good for Zach Johnson. That three-point play makes a 10-point game, 51-41. Schaefer passes up ahead here for Ayton. Ayton's pass stolen away. It's deflected by Nick Mostick, and we've got a timeout. Timeout, Elm Creek. They're down by 10. 6.5 to go. Back after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Well, we've had a little bit of everything, and I'll tell you what, Tanner Cavaney is a basketball genius. He told us this was going to be a game of a lot of energy. It's going to be a game of runs, and it exactly has been what he envisioned. And every time Elm Creek's made a little run to cut into Overton's lead, Overton's been able to kind of answer back. But now this will still be decided in the final 6:28, because both these two teams can score points quick enough that Elm Creek is still in this one. Zach Johnson with the dribble. He's shut off. Not in real good shape there, and he'll get it off for Zach Crowley. Crowley will give it off here for Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard will kick on the right side for Nick Crowley. And now he'll cycle through as he passes. They try to enter it inside for Bartling, and there's going to be a foul whistled on Tanner Lyon. Ryan hit that huge three-pointer at the end of the third quarter that really kind of gave his team some momentum and pushed that lead back out. Now he's picked up his third personal foul. Johnson's going to lob it in for Zach Crowley, and they'll give it to Bartling. Bartling on that right side will lob it inside for Crowley. Crowley backing in, a little ball fake shot, no good. Ayton trying to get the rebound, can't, and going out of bounds, trying to make the save. Was Creighton Ryan. As the ball was loose, Creighton Ryan just ran out of real estate. He was trying to tip it to one of his teammates, trying to get it to Ayton there, and he couldn't quite get that done. So Crowley gets the inbounds, gives it for Zach Crowley, as Nick had it momentarily. They gave it for Hubbard. Hubbard's going to kick it left side for Nick Crowley. Nick looking on the inside. Bartling wants the basketball, but they'll give it to Hubbard on the right wing. And now right side with it is Crowley. Cutting through there, pass into Zach Johnson, and Johnson's going to lay it off the glass. They cycle through there on a nice little offensive look there, and they cut the lead down to 8. 51-43, 5.5 to go. Ayton will bring in the offensive zone. He's going to be picked up defensively by Crowley, and Crowley now backs down a little bit. Schaefer's got the basketball, and they'll give it for Cahoy. Cahoy out for Schaefer. And Schaefer still looking, hands the basketball out here for Ayton. On the right wing, they'll give it for Tanner Ryan. Ryan on the dribble. Ryan lost it, now gets it back. Still has his dribble alive. Creighton Ryan will give it off on the right side. Pass is deflected, but Hayden Cahoy is able to track it down. Bartling's going to be screened off the ball a little bit. And now Hayden Cahoy will back out, give it between the circles here for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer's picked up by Hubbard. And Schaefer on the dribble will kick it back out here for Matt Ayton. You know, up by 8, 4:48 to go here. Overton's trying to work the clock just a little bit. They'll kick it back out here for Joel Schaefer. Gives it to Ayton on that right side. He's open for the three, and he hits the three. His first three-pointer of the game. Makes it 54-43. Long outlet pass here for Crowley. And Crowley for Johnson. That's Zach Johnson, top of the circle. Looking to pass, and he'll give it up on the left side for Nick Crowley. Over for Hubbard. Off the screen here for Zach Johnson. Johnson's going to drive. Maybe got an extra step. Was there a foul or a walk? The officials are going to come together, and they're going to call the walk. Yeah, that's what I had. But again, down low, I didn't. The official on the backside was calling the walk for sure. Wanted to communicate with the other officials to see was there a foul that caused the walk or not. And they said no, there wasn't a foul there. So it is a turnover on Elm Creek. Good bit of officiating. Long pass is eight now. Wow, he snaps it over for Schaefer. Schaefer throws it on the baseline, and now slowing it down is going to be Matt Ayton. Ayton set up a great opportunity, but Overton decided we want to work the clock instead of risking the ball. Snap pass on the inside, another quick pass by Ayton, and that time they turned it over, and now we're going to have a block whistled on Creighton Ryan. Ryan commits the foul after Overton turned the basketball over. Now, again, that pass before by Ayton set up a pretty good look. The next one threw it into the lane, but it was knocked loose by Elm Creek, and Elm Creek was finally able to come away with the ball, and then Creighton Ryan is whistled for his foul. So Elm Creek has the basketball here. Zach Johnson will slowly bring it across the timeline. Less than 4 minutes to go here in the game. 54-43, down by 11 is Elm Creek. Losing the ball in the lane is Crowley, but he gets it back. He shoots it off the glass. No good. Hayden Cahoy up high for the rebound for Overton, and here come the Eagles. Hayden Cahoy on the dribble on that right side will pass it in the corner for Joel Schaefer, and Schaefer, before pressure can come, will give it to Tanner Ryan. Ryan tries to enter it in, and Overton has turned the ball over again. Now here's Zach Johnson. Johnson on the dribble will take it through the lane, finds a little seam there, shot off glass, no good. Rebound by Bartling, and then we got a foul. Bartling had it, and then I think the foul is on Overton. Yes, it is. And the foul is going to be on Tanner Ryan. So Ryan is going to step off the court here. That is his fourth personal foul. And it's going to send Jake Bartling to the free throw line for a 1-and-1. So Jake Bartling, a 62.5% free throw shooter, will step to the line here for the Buffaloes. 3:21 to go in the game. They're down by 11, 54-43, and the free throw is good. Bartling's had a relatively quiet day. He's got 3 points because he's got three fouls. He picked up those three fouls in the first about 4.5 minutes of the first quarter. Bartling's free throw up and good. Inbounds goes to Matt Ayton. Ayton has some angles, passes up ahead here to Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy in transition, shot no good. Offensive rebound, Creighton Ryan with the bucket. Now quickly up ahead for Bartling. Bartling's going to kick it out. Drive here by Zach Johnson. He lost it. He'll kick left side here for Nick Crowley. Crowley will give it right back out for Zach Johnson. Johnson back out for Bartling. Bartling drives, dishes out on the right side here for Bailey Schonifer, who checked in. Now driving, shot hanging on the rim. No good for Crowley. An offensive rebound and bucket. It's good. Bartling gets the bucket. And now a timeout for Elm Creek. 2:49 to go in the game. It's 56-47, a 9-point lead for Overton. We come back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, that's one of those things that was missing for Elm Creek in this game because of the foul trouble for Jake Bartling. He scored 4 points in this quarter, and again, he just hasn't been out there enough to really play the role that Elm Creek wants him to play. Matt Ayton gets the inbounds. They're going to throw it up ahead here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy on the run, bounce pass right side, layup, no good, but the tip. Oh, my. Caleb Eklund with the tip to push that lead back out, 58-47. Crowley kicks on the right side. Back around the perimeter we go. Bartling's got it. And Bartling is just going to hand the ball back out here for Zach Johnson. Johnson thought about a three, top of the key. Now he'll set a screen after giving it to Crowley, and he walked with it. Yep. And he's upset. And the officials hearing it from some of the Elm Creek fans, but that was the right call. Schaefer's got in the offensive zone. They got 3-on-1, and they're going to slow it down. 3-on-1, but there wasn't anybody real close to the basket, so they're going to work it back around the perimeter here. Caleb Eklund will dump it inside. Extra pass, and there's a foul. Wow. Hayden Cahoy got a little dump pass from Joel Schaefer to Hayden Cahoy. And Cahoy, when he got fouled, he got fouled. Jake Bartling commits the foul. That's his fourth. First one since the burst about 3.5 minutes of the game, and he did not get cheated. So two fouls coming up here for Hayden Cahoy. And I don't mean to say that that was dirty. I'm just saying he was making sure that that was not going to be an and one. And Bartling's going to stay out there with 2:03 to go. You don't worry about foul trouble in this situation. Cahoy at the line for another free throw. Rolls around and good. So Elm Creek's got it. Zach Crowley will toss it in here for Johnson. Johnson's picked up defensively by Schaefer. Gives it for Bartling. Bartling, shot partially blocked. He hit the rim. It slowed it down enough. Eklund doesn't get credit for a block, but he does come up with a rebound. And now here comes Overton in the offensive zone. They're going to slow it down a little bit. And the pass on that right side, nearly out of bounds, saved, but into the hands of Bartling. So it is a turnover and then a steal. Oh, it's stolen and laid up and in. A huge play for Creighton Ryan. And Ryan makes it a 14-point ball game with a minute 29 to go. Here's a little ball fake for Elm Creek, and now they'll get the ball right back out here for Crowley. Crowley will give it off for Hubbard. Hubbard floats in the lane. It's up and in. Well, Elm Creek is not wanting to fade here, but they're down by a dozen with a minute 16 to go. They call a timeout to stop the clock, and we'll take it with them. 1:16 to go here. Fourth quarter, 61-49. Overton with the lead. Timeout Elm Creek. We're back after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at high school concession stands around the Fort Kearney Conference. Overton's going to inbound it. Up by a dozen to toss it in here is going to be Joel Schaefer. Schaefer gets it in the corner, and he double dribbled with it over there. Caleb Eklund was in trouble, and they're going to call the double dribble, so that'll be a turnover on Overton. Their 15th of the ball game. They still lead it by a dozen, 61-49. And so underneath their own basket, Elm Creek gets the inbound the ball. They get it to Zach Crowley. Crowley gets it in for Jake Bartling. Bartling kicks it out. Here's a three by Zach Crowley. It is short. Bartling trying to get the rebound. Got it. And I think we're going to have a jump ball. Yes, we are. And the possession arrow is pointing to Overton. Bartling had it, but so did Creighton Ryan. And we got a whistle. The official on the backside is coming up here. I don't think there's a call. I think there's going to be a discussion. Discussion is going to be between Nick Crowley and Hayden Cahoy. Don't want to call anything here. Just going to have a quick little discussion. And they inbound the basketball into the hands of Hayden Cahoy, and now Cahoy is fouled. That's only four fouls whistled against Elm Creek so far. So they've got a couple more fouls to give. This is one of those times that not being called for fouls early on might actually hurt Elm Creek. It's going to take a little bit more time to get Overton to the free throw line. They inbound it to Matt Ayton, and Ayton is going to give it in for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer brings it across the timeline. Nice little hesitation move there. Gives it to Tanner Ryan. Ryan's going to kick it out here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy, very athletic in making that catch. We're kicking off on the right side here for Ayton. Inside of a minute to go, the entry pass is stolen away. With it is Gabe Hubbard. And Hubbard will bring in the offensive zone. He'll kick it left side. Here's Creighton Ryan Johnson for that long jumper. It's no good. Rebound tipped out to Ayton. Ayton's going to give it out to Tanner Ryan, and Ryan's going to dribble around with it and trying to milk the clock. 27 seconds left. They're going to give it for Hayden Cahoy, and Overton's going to come away with the conference championship, and Gabe Hubbard comes out and makes the foul. And he fouled Tanner Ryan fairly hard. And it was mostly because he was going at him hard, took a bad angle. So that was a little bit harder foul than what you wanted to see. And the players were cool. After getting knocked down, Tanner Ryan actually helped Gabe Hubbard up. 21.2 to go. That's only the fifth team foul that's been whistled on Elm Creek. We got a timeout here for Overton, but we're going to keep it right here. Overton up by a dozen in the final 30 seconds of the game. And so Overton's going to come away with the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. So real quick, let's kind of summarize what we run into today. The girls' title goes to Eustace Farnham, 45-35. And Axtell won both the boys' and girls' consolation games. The boys' consolation game won by the Wildcats, 50-46 over Wilcox-Hildreth. And Axtell beat Loomis earlier, 45-31. It is a final in the Luplat Conference Girls' Championship, 77-28. Kearney Catholic with the win over Ravenna. And they're going to make some substitutions. Overton's going to inbound the basketball. They give it to Lane Swartwood. Lane Swartwood going to work it back around the perimeter here. And they'll give it over for J.D. Callahan. Callahan has it for Overton. Callahan losing the basketball. It's on the ground. It's going to be tied up by Bailey Schonifer and J.D. Callahan with 7 seconds to go. Possession arrow pointing to Elm Creek. Devin Halliwell is out there. Jake Fields. Fields gets the inbounds as it was tossed in by Schonifer. On that left side, Eli Oreda. And they'll give it top of the circle here for Schonifer. His three-pointer at the buzzer is no good. And it is official. A 61-49 win for Elm Creek as they come away with the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Congratulations to the Overton Eagles, now 14-5 on the season. Elm Creek falls to 11-8. And a nice win here tonight for the Eagles. And we'll take a quick little break. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame report. We'll start taking a look at some numbers and hopefully be able to talk with Overton head coach Jay Stair. We'll do that as we have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. The medals being handed out right now to the Overton Eagles as they're being congratulated for winning the Fort Kearney Conference Championship 61-49 over Elm Creek. And our congratulations go out to them as well. Real quick, let's take a look at some of the numbers that we have. Well, the Eagles right now being handed the Fort Kearney Conference Championship trophy, and we'll be talking with Jay Stair here in just a moment. As a nice little photo moment there as the Eagles are handed their conference championship trophy with their 61-49 win. Real quick for Elm Creek, leading the way for them was Zach Crowley. Crowley finished with 16 points on the night, 11 for Zach Johnson. Nick Crowley finished with 10, 3 points for Gabe Hubbard, 3 points for Sean Smith, and 6 for Jake Bartling, who was battling foul trouble all night tonight. For Overton, leading the way, Joel Schaefer with 18. Also with 18 was Tanner Ryan. So pretty solid effort from those two young men, Matt Eaton with 5, 7 for Hayden Cahoy. Creighton Ryan finished with 9. 2 points off the bench for Logan Kaiser, and Caleb Eklund also finished with 4 points here on the night. Once again, our final 61-49. Overton picking up the win over Elm Creek, and we're going to be joined here just momentarily by Overton head coach Jay Stare. And Coach Stare working his way over here and got a fistful of medals that he's been able to acquire here today as he handed out medals to his team. And appreciate Coach Stare and the moment of elation picking up a little time with us here. And first, Jay, friend, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a hard-fought game. It played at a really torrid pace. I mean, it was just really kind of an up and down, exactly what we thought it would be.
Yeah, you know, it's Elm Creek and Overton. We've said it the last couple weeks here when we play. It really doesn't matter what the records are. They do know each other very well. They know what we each know what each other's going to do, and it's just about who obviously executes. And we knew it was going to be a very difficult game. We had beaten them last Friday in overtime, and the roles were kind of reversed. We were behind at half about the same as that they were behind at half this game, and we were lucky enough to make enough plays there at the end. You know, we didn't start the third quarter off very well. I think it was about the first 4 or 5 minutes we didn't score, and eventually we got that one basket to kind of get us going a little bit, because they cut it to, I think, 3 or 4. And when teams get like that, you know, they tend to press a little bit, and I thought our guys responded very well, and they executed and made some plays down at the end. And it's first conference championship for the tournament that since I've been here, and we've been here for 5 straight years, and we finally got one, so we're very happy.
It's awfully nice to kind of have that. Did you feel the team kind of tighten up a little bit as that third quarter rolled, because they scored 6 straight on you there, cut your 10-point lead down to 4?
Well, I don't know if they tightened up a little bit. We didn't execute. We didn't have very good possessions. I think the first 3 or 4 possessions, I think we turned the ball over, or we forced a quick shot, and not what we wanted. And they probably did tighten up a little bit, but like I said, they righted the ship, and I think Joel Schaefer finally hit that shot there in the first part of the third quarter there that got us our first points, and I think it calmed us down a little bit, and it was, you know, I'm happy for the guys.
And it was one of those things that it was a game of runs, and you guys then went on a nice little run, because then you forced some turnovers and kind of fueled your offense, and from that point on, you guys looked pretty healthy.
Yeah, you know, once, just like last night, once we get our run, you know, our running game going a little bit, we can create some turnovers and get some steals. They play a lot better. They just relax a lot more, and they get into their game.
Hey, Coach, appreciate the time. There's
right.
The guy's going to take a team picture out there.
All
so
right,
I'm
thank
let
you,
go.
Randy. Thank you for your coverage.
Hey,
man.
I appreciate it, Jay. Congratulations. Jay Stare, the head boys basketball coach at Overton. You hear from the background the strains of Queen to celebrate a conference championship, a final of 61-49. Overton comes away with the FKC title as they win it by a dozen. Congratulations to the Eustace Farnham girls for their conference title, 45-35. And, of course, to Axtell for finishing third in both the boys and girls for Kearney Conference Tournament. And glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball throughout the course of the day right here on ESPN Radio. This has been the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's.